Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and thanks for joining me. And today it is only me. I'm going to be taking calls. This is what we call the most dangerous part of New Life, is when I'm on the air by myself. I get to be free. I get to do whatever I want to, and you can call me and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But that's what we're going to be doing today, is me answering the phones. And now, don't be too disappointed that nobody else is on, but this is always my favorite, is getting to do this in this way. I love being on with other people, but just to do this every now and then is pretty fun. Let me tell you what I just saw. I just saw a study that was released that said over one half of Christian men are using pornography. Over one half of Christian men. Now, that's got to mean, well, that's staggering for Christians. It's also got to mean that probably 90% of those who aren't Christians are using pornography. So that's why it is so miraculous that God laid it on Fred Stoker's heart over a decade ago to create the Every Man's Battle series. And Fred had a vision from God. It was in a dream that there would be 6 books that would be produced for Every Man's Battle. And sure enough, there were 6 books. And he also, in this vision, this dream, it was that they would sell millions of copies all over the world. And so that has definitely happened. I mean, it is all over the world. It's sold over 3 million copies. And we are so thrilled to be part of it, in that I was asked to be the co-author, and then we started the Every Man's Battle Workshop. And I have to believe that I've been saying over 11,000 people, men, enough that it's probably now either at 12,000 or over 12,000. I'll have to check on that. But anyway, it's pretty amazing to be part of something that can totally transform the life of any man, and then to be part of something that, as the survey reveals, is so needed. And the other thing, well, first of all, Every Man's Battle is November the 7th through the 9th in Orange County. And then what we've learned over the years, especially this year, that, you know, a woman isn't codependent on a guy that's looking at pornography. Most of her behaviors aren't codependent behaviors. They don't come out 100% like codependency. It looks more like the result of, like, someone surviving a war, post-traumatic stress syndrome, that the wife of a sex addict who's into pornography is traumatized. And that's why we started Women in the Battle. And that's going to happen November 14th in Washington, D.C. But a woman needs healing if her husband has been involved, or boyfriend has been involved with pornography. Because, you know, the sad thing is, she's not going to heal on her own, and she needs it. And this isn't just about him looking at dirty pictures, you know. What this is about him destroying her self-confidence, destroying her female intuition that's so strong, really providing major disruption in her life. So what we want to do is we want that to be healed too. And if you are listening, call us for Women in the Battle, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. And as I said, I'm in here all by myself today, which is really a major fun thing for me. But what we're going to do is we're going to go right to the phones. And let's see who we're going to talk to first. Why don't we go all the way to Calgary, Canada, to Diane. And Diane, how are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's going on in your life?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your show. We lived in Colorado for 5 years and came back mm-hmm. home to Canada a couple years ago. And I said to my husband, we're going to keep our satellite subscription going. I need to be in touch with these amazing American people. And thank
That's
God
great.
For you because you brought us through a lot. So thank you for your show.
Well, God bless you for keeping us on and with your SiriusXM subscription. That is great. Have you found tv.newlife.com?
Yes, and I have to confess I don't go there as often as I should, but I will be now. The Lord has taken us to a place that's getting more and more uncomfortable by the day, so that can be a good thing.
Okay. All right. So how could I help you?
I would like to start by a little referencing a lifeline that the Lord has given me. My husband and I have been apart for a year and a half. We have an adorable 17-year-old son.
Okay.
And I was crying out to the Lord saying, why are you so silent through all of this? And he put me in touch, I don't know if you're familiar with an author by the name of Florence Littauer.
Oh, yeah, I know Florence personally. Great author.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful. So I started reading her books about personality types and felt like I was basically reading our mail, like she really did have her finger on what my husband's personality type is like, what mine is like, and that was very comforting for me because I felt like the Lord answered a prayer saying, I know, I understand, I get it, and I actually designed you guys this way. So that was a big relief for me.
Good.
My husband is very much a phlegmatic, and I'm very much a melancholy choleric, and I know that probably won't mean a lot to your listeners, but the very things that I need in a relationship, it said that the phlegmatics have a really hard time delivering. Leadership, follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where I felt so emotionally starved and lacking security in the relationship so badly with his video game addiction, our lack of friends in our lives, et cetera, just a lack of emotional connection, that after 18 years of marriage, I could hardly catch my breath. It was so physically painful. It became physically painful. I got very sick from stress, extremely ill with surgeries, and I asked him a year and a half ago to go because I could hardly hold being in the same room with him.
So has anything happened since then?
We're still hanging on.
Has anything happened for him or the two of you to get help?
We have reached out to some Christian counselors. We've exhausted the money that his insurance company said they will give us.
Yeah.
And it was an office that does have fabulous counselors, but this particular counselor had a bit of a different take on marriage, and he said, well, if it's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be. So
yeah,
we used up all of our insurance. Yeah, we used up all of our insurance money, and he didn't really address any of the issues with us. And so now I'm crying out to God again, saying, why are you so silent? So I turned on the TV today and saw you, and praise God, thought I'd call in and see what you think.
Well, you know, God really isn't silent on this. He has said that we should honor our marriage vows. And you know what that means? That means if you have a video game addiction, that you don't make that your spouse, you make your spouse your spouse. So your husband has been, I mean, the scripture tells us that we're to submit ourselves to one another. That means that there's some equality here. And you have the right to ask him to put down the video games and to connect with you. And he's not doing that. On the other side, you probably have kind of taken matters into your own hands, probably tried to change him or control him or, you know, just rely on trying harder. Is that any of that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, the only thing that will make this better is you two submitting to each other, getting help together, and developing or redeveloping the connection you used to have. Well, maybe you never really had it.
I don't think we ever really
yeah.
did.
But now you can have it.
But how
you can
do we
get
do
that,
that
connection.
I mean, how do we call pastors at churches and see if they'll help us for free? How do we get started if we don't have any money left?
Okay. Well, one thing is you probably don't have money to travel down. If I could get a scholarship for the two of you to our marriage weekend, I would do that, but it's going to cost to get you down here. I don't know. Maybe somebody can help with that too. I'm not sure.
That's option A. Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you Mylon and Kay's book, which is How We Love. Mm-hmm. And that is probably the best book on building and rebuilding connection.
Okay.
And it's going to take you in a different direction than Florence Littower did. It's going to take you into some personality types that are based on what kind of attachment you had earlier in life.
Okay, there we go. Now you're hitting on something. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so tell me about your attachment to your parents. How was it at your home?
I had enough intimacy to know what it should be like on a more regular basis, but it wasn't complete. I think some books refer to that as the vacillator, and then my husband had a lot less, like considerably less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I think you and your husband should agree to try to find a pastor to see together, and that the two of you need to take turns reading that book out loud to each other.
Okay.
And then I hope he would start not only listening to the program, but that he would go to your tv.newlife.com subscription and that he would look at the things we've done on marriage and connection.
Okay.
Because it's what he needs to hear. I don't know what your pastor is going to say, but we've got it on here, what it takes to fix a marriage. It's on that whole that whole network that we're a part of. So for anybody else, that's tv.newlife.com. You go over there, you get a couple of weeks free. But I think, Diane, what you're going to have to do is go from saying that he has a problem to seeing this as a problem both of you have.
Absolutely.
And so you just say to him, you know, I realize this isn't just your problem. It, you know, it's the way I reacted to your problem. That's become a problem.
For sure.
I hope you'll be willing for us to get some help and stay in touch with New Life and read this book together. I think that's your greatest hope, and I would imagine that he's going to agree to that.
Yes, he will.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like you to, I'll send you the book, so you hold on. I'd like you to stay in touch with us and let us know how things go, and if we find a scholarship for you and some travel money, we're going to bring you to the marriage weekend, and that's, I don't know of anything more powerful than that. To help a marriage. And as I said earlier in the month on a program, you know, we followed up with this couple that had restraining orders against each other when they came to the marriage weekend, and we found out that they are together, they are happy, satisfied, and it's a year and a half later. So, you know, the things that happened there work. We've even seen a couple that was divorced for 2 years. Get back together and remarry each other successfully. So all of that is the marriage weekend. And that's also the same weekend that we do Healing is a Choice. That's November the 7th, right around the corner. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if at all possible. Sign up, and we will we'll help you any way that we possibly can. All right, let's go to Carmen from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Should I get right into my question?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I think the best way to summarize my question is that my fiancé and I are at a stalemate. He wants to get married right away, and I think that we need more counseling. He's ready to.
Why do you think you need more counseling?
We've had some issues over the past 2 years. We had a baby this year. There's been a lot of hurt and pain and damage between the two of us that we haven't been able to sit down with someone to help us work through that. And it,
what's
it just
the, keeps what's the reason for all the hurt and pain and damage?
I think it's misunderstanding, it's miscommunication. A lot of it came up during my pregnancy, and it just continues to resurface. It's not being resolved. And he feels hurt by things that have happened. And
were you unfaithful to him?
No. But obviously we've dealt with issues of sexual immorality and have been trying to, you know, get right with God and get right with each other, but our ideas of how to do that differ.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the question for me would be what?
Well, he's ready to either abandon the relationship or, you know, get married ASAP. And, you know, I don't really know how, you know, I don't know how you can get married right away without some going through a process of working with the pastor or some sort of guidance counselor to get there.
Yeah. You know, I think it would be good to tell him that you understand his desire to get married or leave.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the two of you. It's the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
And to walk out of your child's life just because you're saying we need to get some counseling and try to resolve some of these problems first, that's pretty cowardly. I wouldn't say cowardly to him, but that's really not taking into consideration the life of our child or me. All I'm saying is we need to get a little bit of counseling and resolve some of the hurt and the pain and the damage that I talked to a guy on the radio about. And I don't think that you should marry him on the threat that he's going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of getting together with somebody that knows how to talk to married couples and pre-married couples is being able to talk about the issues. Because once you're married, there's a good chance you're not going to be able to talk about some of these things. He will be unmotivated and not want to get into anything anymore. So I'm hoping that you saying, look, it really is the three of us. We did create this baby. So please don't do this. It's either counseling or it's either marriage or I leave. Let's go get the counseling and let's get as much of it as we can, as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get married.
Okay.
It's not that I don't want to marry you. I love the man that you are, but we need, for the sake of our child and for us, we need to do this before we get married. And
okay.
I don't know of, I don't really know of anybody that would give you different advice than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is kind of amazing just how little motivation there is after marriage. I'm going to send you the 7-minute marriage solution.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
But it's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up November 7th through the 9th in Orange County. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and I'm going to send the 7-minute marriage solution because there are 7 things that you need to be doing with each other if you're going to have a successful marriage. And there are also 7 things you need to stop doing if you're going to have a successful marriage. And then how to spend the most valuable 7 minutes of your life every day with this person. Because it gets you into God's Word. It's a very non-threatening way to help motivate a man be the spiritual leader, not a dictator or anything like that. So I'm going to send that to you. And also, I'm going to send the book for singles, Is This the One? Because there are 10 meetings that are suggested with a premarital pastor. And this, you just hand this to the pastor and say, go over these with us and help us with it, whether it's financial issues or roles in marriage. It's all right there, sexual intimacy, and it kind of does it for him. So that's Is This the One? I'll send that to you. All right. And I'm also going to give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. Oh, I wish, you know, if he can look at the videos there, it really could change him. All right, let's go to Susie from Shreveport, Louisiana. KFLO, I believe, is the station. Hi, Susie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
I'm fine.
Okay, good. How could I help?
Okay, I am a caregiver for my mother and father.
Okay.
And it can be very overwhelming. And I need to know if you have any suggestions on how to take some of this overwhelming away from me. I know it's a blessing, and it's you know, it's a great value to our God that I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's just, ooh,
yeah.
Can be overwhelming.
Right.
I don't have much of a social life. No, I don't have a social life because of this. And I did choose to move into their house and to help them. And I'm not regretting this in any way. And
yeah,
you know, I don't want you to think I'm bitter or anything.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think you're the only caregiver that's ever experienced being overwhelmed taking care of two people?
No, not at all. I think
all
of us are.
Yeah. And then the next question is, are you able to go to church and connect with some people there?
Well, the problem is I get them ready for church, and then my father drives them to church, and by the time I've done my mother and dressed her and done her makeup and hair and everything else, no, not really. I mean, I guess I could go on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. So there, but that actually gives you a break when they're there at church. When they're at church, you get a break.
That's usually when I'm cleaning or washing or doing stuff like that. Now, one good thing, and I know you're going to think this is crazy what I'm about to say, I was just laid off this week. So, and I am disabled because I've had illnesses in my past life where it has caused a lot of stuff, and so I am disabled.
Okay.
So I was working part-time, but I was laid off this week, so.
Okay. So
I'm looking at it as a blessing.
Yeah. All right, and you'll get some severance there. What is the biggest problem? Is it that they're not grateful, that they argue with you, they're angry? What is it?
No, that's not it. They're very grateful. It's just I don't have time and don't have time to meet people and do things. And sometimes I've got to do it. I've got to get out.
Well, that's what I was going to say because here's what I think. If he's still driving, these aren't people that need minute-by-minute help, you know. They're still able to go to church. So you need to schedule in, not just Wednesday, but, you know, maybe it's Wednesday night and Saturday night where you can connect, like with a small group, so that you've got support. I mean, just attending church is so different than if you're in a home group or a family group, whatever you call it, cell group at your church. If you're in that, then you've got the chance to connect with people that you're not taking care of and get replenished. Also, I would imagine in a city your size, there are several caregiver support groups. If you will just Google it, I think you'll find, I almost guarantee you, at least one that's held at some hospital somewhere But that's what you need to get into, is a caregiver support group and another group out of your church to get you on the right track with encouragement, understanding, and just the healing connection that comes from being with other people. And I feel so bad for you that this hasn't worked out, but you're going to have to make a bold move and tell them, this is what I need. This is what I need. And I'm going to have to do this. And sounds like to me they're not going to be too upset.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Orange County November 7th through the 9th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artiburn here, and I'm going to send her a copy of Healing is a Choice. I think that'll be a great support to her. And, you know, we've got to have enough time to take care of ourselves, or we're going to run out of steam. And we just have seen so many people that burn out in caregiving, and they have all the, you know, they love who they're taking care of, and the people they're taking care of are appreciative, but it just, if you don't have outside connection, it just wears you very, very thin. So I'm hoping that she's going to do, it sounds like, what she knew she needed to do, and that's schedule it in. But I'll send her Healing is a Choice. Let's go to Jason in Atlanta, Georgia. He listens on XM. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all today?
Doing okay. How are you?
Well, I got myself in a little bit of a scramble, and to use a phrase I've heard recently, I need to figure out how to unscramble the egg, so to speak.
Okay.
I accepted a belief several years ago in the concept of Christian polygamy, and I married a second wife. And now we kind of kept this a secret. However, more recently, I was observed on a date and was confronted by elders of the church and told them the truth. And the situation is they had their meeting of what their beliefs are in our local non-denominational church. And they've given us some alternatives or an ultimatum of what we need to do.
And what is that? What did they say you need to do?
The ultimatum is that they acknowledge my first wife is my wife, that my second wife is not a wife, and that I should not be living in the same household with both of them, that she should move out of the house, and that we should no longer consider ourselves as being married.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, my whole family is to leave the church.
Okay.
Now, a little bit of the complications here is I have children with each of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And
neither, do both of them know about each other, or was one a secret?
No, they're not a secret from each other. In fact, we all live in the same house.
Okay.
This is very much in the open between us.
Okay.
It's just we had played this off for a couple of years that she was the babysitter, nanny, and relative, et cetera, kind of scenario, because we really didn't want to make a big deal with the church. We knew some people would disagree.
Yeah.
A couple people in the church knew, but not everybody knew.
Okay, and, well, I think your church has given you some great direction. Now, the only problem I have is that if you don't follow their direction, then you're kicked out of the church.
Okay, and that's the thing. Personally, I don't believe that's fair. I believe, now some people disagree with me on this, and I grant that, I believe that our marriage is morally correct with some verses in the Bible that we could argue about a little back and forth. But I don't believe I'm living in a sinful situation. However, to be or not to be on that, we are family and we have children. And
yeah.
I have accepted the duties and responsibilities of being a husband to this second wife,
mm-hmm.
and also being a father to these children. And if they have to move out of the house, then I will no longer be able to be the level of father that I believe I should be to these children.
Yeah.
And I feel like they are forcing or trying to force what I would consider a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And in questioning them about this, they suggested that since her marriage to me, they don't consider to be legitimate, that if she needs a husband or a father for her children, you know, I'm still be the daddy and visit, but she needs to go find her a husband, which mm-hmm. to me would be forcing a divorce and my wife marrying another man. It's my wife. I just feel like certain people's interpretation of the Bible and their viewpoint would be destroying a family.
Well, and I think it is an absolutely impossible situation almost. But in Georgia, it would be illegal to have two wives, for one. Isn't that right?
That has been, when we got married, that statement was true. There has been a legal case, I won't go into the details, but there's been a legal case in federal court which has altered the cohabitation law quite a little bit just last year. And so it's not legally recognized, but it is no longer illegal, if you could follow that statement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought
so
that might just be...
Apply for a marriage license and get it, but yeah.
Yeah. But you don't have a marriage license with your second wife?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, like I said, I think to untangle things... I forgot what phrase you used, but...
unscramble the egg.
Unscramble the eggs is almost impossible. But I do think that you're going to have to essentially function as a stepdad to one group of the kids and as a dad to the others, that you do need to be married to your first wife, and you need to get this... separated up, and hopefully you can find a place for your second wife or your second love to live near you, and so that you can have a lot of contact with the kids. I mean, next door would be great, but I think that if you're having sex with more than one person, if you're married to more than one person, then you are definitely it's a sinful way to live. And I don't think that the church should just cut you off. I think they should continue to try to help you come to the right conclusion, and that you you know, you should cooperate with them and say, look, I know this leave the church thing is here, but I'd like to be able to, you know, kind of figure this out with you and talk about how I feel about the options and see if we can come up with something that works somehow. And you just don't know what, if you trust God for this, you don't know what might happen. There might be a place for the second person to live with another person, a woman or whatever. And yeah, a woman. And then you can be like a stepfather to them plus. And I think you need to be faithful to your first wife.
I'm following your point, but I'd really like to change that one word that you said there. I am their daddy. I'm not a stepdaddy.
Yeah, I know.
I'd really like to change that one word and interrupt you. Like, I will never be the stepdaddy. I am.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to develop a structure that you could understand or that your second love could understand. You need to live in the house with your first wife and the children there, and then you need to be part of your children's life in the other relationship. This is what I would say.
One of the arguments I've had with the church, argument as in debate, I guess would be a better word, is depending on certain interpretations of certain verses in Old and New Testament, a number of couples in the church, according to some interpretations, don't have a legitimate marriage because of their divorce not being according to Scripture and remarriage
right.
And things.
Well, that's why I'm saying I don't think that you should be removed from the church just because you're not able to, at this moment, follow their direction. But I do think that they've given you a great direction to go for. And I think other people might disagree, but yeah. You got to clean this thing up. And I don't think that anything other than being married to one person and sleeping with one person, anything outside of that, I just don't think that it's God's best, and the sooner that you can clean it up, the better. I'm going to send you Spiritual Renewal Bible, and I think this is going to help you in a process of transformation, and maybe you'll be able to see it from a different perspective. But I think when we try to do what we do based on one verse or someone else's philosophy, I think we can get really confused, cause all sorts of problems for ourselves. And, you know, essentially these children are children that were born out of the wedlock that he got into when he made the commitment to his first wife. And, man, this is going to be tough on everybody. But sometimes tough is exactly what's called for. Now, if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah.
Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And if you're on the line, hold on. I'm going to do another show right after this one. And I hope you'll be there for that. Let's go to Don, who's calling from Orlando, Florida, WTLB. Hi, Don.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Excuse me?
I'm good. How are you? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Now we can. You kind of cut out there.
Okay.
Just jump up there. And if you're on a speakerphone, then take us off or whatever. Just be normal.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's going on?
I'm facing a bit of a struggle. I recently got into a relationship with you. It's a pretty stable relationship. Kind of falling in love with the girl and really considering marriage. Just the thought of it, we're actually going through some pre-marriage prep, which is about a 10-week course. And some things have recently come up just through questions that I've asked her, and she's been completely transparent about her past, really just kind of completely being open about it. And she told me some things that I'm really struggling with.
Like what?
She came back to the... like just an extremely promiscuous past, like kind of off the Richter scale for me, which would be just kind of, I just don't want this to be this straw that kind of, I don't know. I just don't know how to move on from it mentally. As far as our relationship goes, it's completely strong. It's Christ-centered. She's involved with her church. Now, she hasn't lived this lifestyle, from what I understand, for since she's come back to the Lord, completely celibate for the past 2 years. She said her life's been radically changed. I just really struggle with moving forward.
Let me talk to you about this, okay? I think that a lot of people in your situation would have the exact same feelings initially. But I would hope that you could get to a place of acceptance, because none of that that happened before had anything to do with you.
That's what she says, but I feel that it does.
Well, it doesn't, because she was doing what uncommitted Christians do and non-Christians do. And for her to be able to say that she has been celibate for 2 years, it shows you that she is consistent and she's strong in her faith. And I would imagine in your past there are a couple of things that you've done that weren't so beautiful either. Is that right?
This is completely true.
Okay. So
you know,
this could
I think,
be.
I think I've struggled
let me tell
with
you,
judgment
okay,
a lot. In
okay,
my
but
past.
Here's the thing though. Her past could make you feel or worry about your ability or your security, because she was
exactly.
living independent
exactly.
of God and anything else. And she's had a lot of experience with other people, and you think she's going to compare you to that, and I would sure hope that isn't true. But if you can't accept her past because you can't accept your own past and forgive yourself and forgive her and give grace to everybody else the way God gave grace to you, then I would say don't marry her. Because, see, right. God has moved thing. On. Right. God has moved on. He said, I will remember yeah. their sins no more. And he right. isn't going to remember her sins. He died for her right. sins, and he died for yours, too. But don't you think it's a little weird that you have a past that you expect her to get over, but you can't get over her past?
You know, that's a great question. I guess the real question is I want to get over it, and mm-hmm. I haven't found out how, because I do love her. You know, I mean, we're great friends, and this is not something I would want to walk away from.
Okay.
But it's really wanting to know how to cope. We're involved with some mentors. In fact, we're meeting with tonight, just trying to figure out how to get over the mental obstacle that I'm facing.
I think you ought to stop the premarital counseling, and then you just get to the point. Just tell her, I'm going to work through this, because I think you can.
Okay.
I think
we've been okay. at that point.
You're going to have to surrender her to God, and you're going to have to say, I'm not going to condemn someone that is now, after a very rugged past, living an honorable life.
Right.
And right. she's more honorable than most Christian singles today.
Yeah, this is very true. And she is, and that's kind of why I'm calling. I just really have to figure out how to get over the mental obstacle, I guess, the images, yeah. and just wondering how to give myself wholeheartedly to someone who's been with so many people, and I believe I can. We're in the eighth week of a 10-week course, so I would hate
yeah.
to stop.
Okay, so that's okay. Go ahead and finish that up, but then tell her you're going to work through this afterwards.
Yes.
But I'm going to send you a spiritual renewal Bible, because it starts you off surrendering her to God. And then seeing the reality of your own life and hers, and then coming to a place of acceptance rather than judgment. And it'll take you on beyond there to transforming the way you think about this whole thing. That's what it does.
Right.
So I'll send that to you. But don't marry her unless this is cleared up, because the second you're married, you're going to start being angry. And this will be the foundation
right.
of it. And there's nothing she can do about her past except change right. her behavior, which she has. And she's changed her heart. And she's got the consistency of 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Don. All right, well, thank you, guys.
You've actually what?
I've actually got engaged to her a couple of months ago. And anyway, so it's kind of at a different level, and for the past 6 months, we've kind of been dealing with this issue, and it's all been out on the table, and I've been working through it, and I don't want to share with her how much it bothers me. I have, but, you know, maybe not to the extent of the way I really feel about it, and I appreciate your feedback. And
all right. Well, I just know, things like this really bring up all the insecurities in a man, and letting it go is a process, accepting, forgiving, and it starts really with yourself. So I'll send you the Spiritual Renewal Bible. I think that's going to be a great help to you. Anybody else, you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. I want to read you a quick testimony here from a gentleman that went to Every Man's Battle, and he wrote about that experience. He said, I'm 56, married 35 years, 2 grown children, struggled with my addiction since adolescence. My relationships with my wife, children, family, friends, and God have suffered as a result. But going to that workshop, the Every Man's Battle workshop, without question, was the most powerful, enriching, life-affirming, restorative experience I've ever had. A year's worth of therapy in a box. God loves me, has welcomed me home. And I am resurrected. Every Man's Battle is well packaged, presented, and leaders highly skilled. Dr. Silverstein, my group leader, was an amazing man with a gift from God for healing. Thank you all, and praise be to God. That's just one of the workshops we have, but that particular workshop, Every Man's Battle, is November the 7th in Orange County. The Marriage Weekend and Healing is a Choice is also on the 7th of November. So and that's going to be in Orange County. So I just hope and pray that if you're struggling, you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we can direct you to the right resource. Check us out on tv.newlife.com. Go over there, get 2 weeks free just by going there.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.